WCHL, time for trivia. Freddie Kiger's here. And Mr. Kiger, what kind of question you got today?
Well, I thought I'd do something, maybe libations.
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 I'll drink to that.
As I hope you will. A little shout out to the Carolina women. Georgia Tech women are in Chapel Hill tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So venture over to Carmichael and check out the Lady Tar Heels as the Lady Yellow Jackets come in town.
And they're doing a bunch of stuff to celebrate African American history at Carolina and Black History Month and, you know, saluting some very special people who've been a part of the Carolina program and that sort of thing. So that'll be good.
Yeah, it will be.
Yeah.
Another very important reason to be there.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Libations?
Yeah.
What kind of fruit juice is used to make a standard Cape Codder?
Cape Codder?
A Cape Codder.
I'm not familiar with that.
What kind of fruit juice is used to make a standard Cape Cod or Cape Codder?
I don't know the answer to that question.
That may be because maybe that's not your particular libation of choice.
No, it's not. I've never even heard of that. All right. Call
somebody
right
out there, though.
I'm sure.
Kind of a
that.
Spring, summer kind of thing.
Well, 919-929-WCHL is your number to call. I'll guess, but I don't know. You can win a chance to get a $50 gift card from Cruisers at the end of the
where
week.
Where you are.
Good to go.
Yes, you are.
Wake up with WCHL weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. I'm Ron Stutz. We've got all your local news, sports, traffic, and weather together, interviews with the newsmakers, local commentaries, WCHL hometown heroes, good clean jokes, and a lot more. You will hear from Nikki Morse, the entire WCHL award-winning news team, Freddie Kiger, Wayne Pond, Art Chansky, D.G. Martin, and a whole lot more. So wake up with us and wrap up your day with Aaron Keck on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL and streaming live all over the world on Chapelboro.
Freddie, you want to know what kind of fruit drink is in a Cape Codder?
Yep.
Or what kind of fruit juice?
Yeah.
Pineapple?
That's a good guess.
Yeah?
You're close.
Grapefruit?
You're close. That's good. That's yeah. No.
Orange?
Think.
Tangerine?
think Thanksgiving.
Cranberry.
Cranberry. Very good.
Yeah. Cape Codder, man, I should have thought of that because they got all kinds of cranberry bogs up there.
Yeah. A Cape Cod is made with vodka and cranberry juice and maybe garnished with a lime wedge. Some sources, however, do recommend lime juice instead of a lime wedge garnish, but more times than not, you're going to be able to have that with a cranberry juice.
Well, I have had lots of those drinks, but I just didn't call them a Cape Codder. Didn't know they were called that. Yeah. Like,
I'm not a big cranberry juice guy.
Well, like anytime I've been on a plane and got a chance to buy a drink,
right.
It's cranberry juice and vodka. And they don't screw it up. You know?
You've been having a Cape Codder.
I've been having Cape Codders and didn't even know it.
Well, how about that?
One particular flight, I had several. But, yeah, I mean, that's like my go-to drink when I'm in the on the plane.
Because they can't mess it up?
Yeah, right. I mean, it's always good. So, anyway, thank you, babe. You educated me today.
See, now, next time, you can be impressive. Mm-hmm. Flight attendant, I'd like to have a Cape Cod.
Flight attendant would say, what's that? I don't know that drink. I don't know. Hey, thanks.
Yep. Yeah.